We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, good-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorkburg 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkburg 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazil initiates a campaign to help rare co-inhabitants. In humanitarian news, Grammy Award-winning Canadian singer Nelly Furtado donates $1 million Canadian to provide schooling to children in Kenya. In animal news, a smart canine in Sweden takes a train to find her way back home. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 2nd, is the birthday of distinguished Egyptian actor, television host, and director, Mr. Khaled Abol Naga, born in 1966. Mr. Abol Naga has a wide variety of career experience, from being a movie director to a television announcer and model. He is also a versatile award-winning actor with roles in dramas, comedies, and musicals. Also dedicated to advocating for human rights, Mr. Abol Naga is a goodwill ambassador for United Nations Children's Fund. His work includes promoting the rights and well-being of young people in Egypt, speaking about HIV/AIDS, and supporting the rights of youth without homes. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Khaled Abol Naga, for sharing your many talents and caring heart. May you have a very happy birthday celebrated with loved ones.
News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. Persistent heavy rainfall throughout the summer has claimed dozens of lives while causing extreme hardship for thousands of residents in areas that include the eastern province of Punjab and Sindh province in the south.
تقریباً بہت بڑی تباہی ہو چکی اس وقت طوفانی برساتوں سے اور اس کچے علاقے میں یونین کونسل تقریباً تعلقہ بدین میں 8-9 اس وقت پوری پانی کی لپیٹ میں ہے. گورنمنٹ نے بھی اچھا بہت زیادہ سپورٹ کیا پر ان کے وسط سے باہر ہے اور بہت زیادہ بڑی تباہی ہو چکی ہے اور کسی علاقوں میں تقریباً امداد پہنچ چکا ہے.
Just after the rains first struck, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $10,000 in August, asking our association's relief team to assist with urgent necessities. In early October, she offered another $15,000 to extend help to flood victims in Bihari and Badin, located southwest of the capital, Islamabad. On October 5th, covering their own travel and related expenses of $4,100, a relief team from Formosa or Taiwan reached Bihari district in Punjab province, where no aid had yet arrived, and they distributed 20,000 kilograms of wheat flour to 2,000 affected households.
The relief team next went to the low-lying area of Badin in Sindh province on October 8th. There, 2 months of continuous rainfall, along with flooding from upstream areas, had inundated vast swathes of fields and homes, affecting 900,000 people. While children could be seen playing in the floodwaters, not fully aware of the hunger and disease threatening their health and futures, many of the adults were overwhelmed with helplessness and filled with worry about facing the coming winter without adequate basic materials. The relief team swiftly purchased 11,000 kilos of wheat flour and distributed the packaged supplies to 1,100 households, where they were heartened to see renewed joy and hope on people's faces.
So praise Master China, bada acha hamare sath taun ke anu logon ne aur inko humne visit bhi karaya ilakon ka aur khud inhone visit karwaya inko ye bahut shukriya Supreme Master Zindabad.
As we join in thankfulness for the government's emergency response efforts, we are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving care for the flood afflicted and our association's relief team for their dedicated work. Our prayers for the Pakistani people's protection and recovery, and that such weather extremities subside through our increased efforts of care for the planet.
October snowstorm knocks out power in eastern Canada. As the rare and early snowstorm moved north from the U.S. into Canada on Sunday, October 30th, it left 25 centimeters of snow in parts of central Newfoundland, while St. John's received 40 millimeters of rain, with winds gusting up to 102 kilometers per hour. Thousands of Canadians lost power, while police issued travel advisories due to dangerous road conditions that resulted in one fatality. Meanwhile, in the United States, storm-related fatalities had risen to 12, with some 2 million people who remained without electricity, as crews continued working around the clock to restore utilities throughout the region. Due to the snow falling when so many trees still had leaves, their limbs often snapped under the pressure, leading to 1,000 trees lost in New York City's Central Park alone. Our sincere appreciation all rescue teams and crews for your dedicated efforts to restore services to the region, as we pray that humanity strives for kinder stewardship as a vegan world to minimize calamities such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I'll still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 448. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Kyrgyzstan welcomes new president, gaining nearly two-thirds of the popular vote from among a total of 16 candidates. Former Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev emerged the clear winner of the nation's Sunday, October 30th elections. With a recent history of working together with interim president Rosa Otunbayeva in passing constitutional reforms to enhance democratic principles, the president-elect pledged continued efforts to unite fellow citizens, affirming his wish to consolidate and eliminate divisions in the country. President-elect Atambayev also stated clearly that he would ask the U.S. military to vacate an airbase on schedule in 2014, saying that it could be converted to an international civilian airport. We join your fellow citizens in respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your new role, wishing you the best as you continue striving to serve the highest ideals of the gracious Kyrgyz people.
Mercy for Animals to air pro-veg announcements on MTV. In an effort to raise the awareness of millions of young adults toward ending animal cruelty, a series of public service announcements have been approved for airing on the popular U.S. music channel MTV. The announcements, which will be broadcast initially in New York and Los Angeles, portray people's moments of awareness about the suffering of animals that prompt them to re-evaluate their consumption of meat. With plans to air nationally, Mercy for Animals founder and president Nathan Runkle said that the announcements are intended to inform especially young persons about the plight of farmed animals who suffer for industries that include eggs and dairy as well as meat, in the hope that they would consider the adoption of vegan fare. Our big bravo and accolades, Mercy for Animals, for sharing this information that helps bring a more vivid awareness of our sentient animal co-inhabitants to youths and elders alike. May your endeavors be graced with success, as the seeds of care for all beings leads to plant-based meals being enjoyed by people across the globe.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
UNESCO UNESCO approves membership for Palestine, as a full 107 countries voted on Monday, October 31st, in favor of Palestine's full membership in the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. Participating representatives applauded when the decision was announced. This represents the first vote taken by the international community as part of ongoing efforts for the Palestinian territories to be recognized as an independent and sovereign state. The new membership allows the Palestinian Authority to register significant historical sites for protection, as well as participate in other UNESCO benefits, such as literacy programs, improved access to schooling for girls, and projects intended to enhance cultural understanding.
Je pense à notre action pour la formation des enseignants, ou bien encore pour assurer la scolarisation des étudiants dans la bande de Gaza. Je pense également aux bourses d'études que nous finançons, aux ateliers de formation à la sécurité pour les journalistes. Et je dois dire que l'UNESCO s'est fortement investi dans la préservation du patrimoine culturel et pour la mise en place d'un plan de gestion durable des sites d'Hôtel Balata à Naplouse, du parc archéologique et des mosaïques de Kasr Hicham et de l'église de la Nativité et du musée Rivoya.
We appreciate the vote of UNESCO members in welcoming Palestine to this international organization. May such recognition hasten the day that the Palestinian people enjoy prosperity, friendship, and peace with neighbors across the globe.
Save Our Planet. As reported on October 27, 2011, attempts by the Mexican government to offset the effects of climate change are being hampered by further extreme weather events, with torrential rains in the southern state of Tabasco preventing reforestation activities, while prolonged drought in the north has indefinitely delayed the planting of some 2.5 million saplings.
Save Our Planet. U.S. activist and environmental law attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces a partnership with Ohio, USA-based EcoWatch Journal on October 27, 2011, to launch the environmental news website ecowatch.org for up-to-date information on eco-issues and movements to motivate readers in calling for protection of human health and the environment.
Save Our Planet. Scientists in China report on October 25, 2011, that significant annual temperature rise is causing glaciers in the southwest to melt rapidly, with major rivers such as the Yangtze, Yellow, and Lanxiang also diminishing amidst concerns that they might disappear within a decade.
Hi there. I'm Karen the kangaroo, and this is my son Joey.
We're happily following a plant-based diet. Today, our tip is about senior canine companions.
A normal age-related sign is a bluish transparent haze in the pupil area of elderly dog friends' eyes.
Luckily, vision doesn't appear to be affected by it.
Enjoy every precious day with your loyal companion.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching.
Now the weather from around the world.
Thank you.
In good governance news, Brazil initiates a campaign to help rare animals. The State Department of the Environment in Rio de Janeiro launched the Defend the Endangered Species, Embrace These 10. It is a plan to help raise awareness about the importance of preserving the co-inhabitants of concern. Among them are the jacutinga, the spider monkey, and the giant armadillo. Rio de Janeiro's Secretary for the Environment, His Excellency Dr. Carlos Minca, stated, "Knowledge is the best way to preserve. Publicizing the list of endangered animals is the first step for society to engage in species conservation initiatives." Our earnest thankfulness, Rio de Janeiro, and Your Excellency Dr. Carlos Minca, for your dedicated efforts. May all precious beings be safeguarded to thrive on a flourishing earth.
In humanitarian news, a Grammy Award-winning Canadian musician donates $1 million to free the children. Thank you, Nelly, for your generosity. May it help bright girls of Kenya have excellent educational opportunities with God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, Ira, a smart canine, gets on and off the train by herself to go home. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more comfortable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, fortunate news for a lucky world. In animal news, a smart canine takes a train in Sweden to find her way back home. After being taken to a place to stay while her caregiver, who was identified as Caroline, was away, Ada, a 4-year-old black Labrador, managed to leave the boarding facility. She ran a kilometer to the public train station. Ada took the correct train and even got off at the right stop, after which the station staff called police, who were able to find Caroline. The brave and intelligent canine is now safe with her family. What an amazing story. We are so glad you are happily back at home, Ada. May you enjoy many more loving days in the company of Caroline and other cherished ones.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in German entitled Guard Duty.
Ein Schaffner ist gerade im Begriff, dem Zug das Abfahrtssignal zu geben, als er eine attraktive junge Frau am Bahnsteig stehen sieht, die sich an einer noch offenen Zugtür mit einer anderen jungen hübschen Frau im Waggon unterhält. »Kommen Sie, junge Frau«, ruft er. »Schließen Sie bitte die Tür.« »Oh, ich möchte meiner Schwester nur einen Abschiedskuss geben«, ruft sie zurück. »Schließen Sie bitte einfach nur die Tür«, ruft der Schaffner. »Ich werde mich um den Rest kümmern.«
And now for our viewers' heartline.
感谢无上师电视台制作许多简单明了、发人省思的短片，尤其是一则在危急的天平上拯救正在被燃烧的地球。透过如素，尽可以简单、快速的拯救地球。希望每个人都可以一起吃素、环保，来救地球。福尔摩沙，台湾，台南，文丽。
Karen Winley。It's wonderful to hear from you. We also pray that humanity realizes that only by transitioning to the plant-based diet can we hope to save our planet. Let's all act as one and adopt the earth-saving vegan lifestyle. May heaven's grace be with you and the warm-hearted people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and spirit be uplifted by the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The 17th Ibero-American Summit sees the signing of 15 cooperative agreements, including one that enables 6 million migrant workers in Latin America, Spain, and Portugal to transfer their social security benefits between participating countries.
Jordanian peacekeepers in Afghanistan distribute food donated by their government to 650 families, as they also provide free medical assistance and donate furniture to restore mosques.
A 10-member team from Pakistan's Army Engineering Corps is assisting Sri Lanka in conducting demining operations in the country's north to restore safety for both animals and humans passing through the land.
Nobel Peace Laureate and Burmese democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi meets with Labour and Social Welfare Minister Aung Chi of Myanmar or Burma, where the two discuss amnesty for additional political prisoners, as well as potential peace talks between the government and minority groups.
As the Ecuadorian government donates 14 tons of humanitarian aid to help Hondurans affected by the heavy rains in early October, the nation's president, Porfirio Lobo Sosa, conveys his deep thanks for the solidarity that transcends borders.
Results of a recent study have led scientists at the UK's Leicester University to theorize that the mysterious dust surrounding supermassive black holes could be remnants of planets and asteroids, which is helping to shield planets like Earth from harm.
French actress and animal welfare advocate Brigitte Bardot writes to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda urging for a halt on whaling and for the $27 million U.S. dollars allocated for increased security during the hunt to instead go toward assisting tsunami survivors and animals stranded in the disaster.
After viewing the documentary Forks Over Knives, British actor and longtime vegetarian Russell Brand tweets to over 14 million fans, saying that he has become vegan, as he recommends others to also watch the awareness-raising film.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.